Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
Everyone, and welcome to Beyond Rent. On today's episode, we are diving into financial tools that empower operators and renters to thrive, no matter the market conditions. Joining us today is Joe from Kira, here to share his insights on how flexibility and tech forward thinking are reshaping the rental landscape. Joe, welcome to Beyond Rent.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, really excited about this conversation. There is a lot going on, market conditions up, down. Sometimes you don't know where things are headed, but we still have to operate in this space. We still have to figure out how to operate our businesses and figure out how to thrive is kind of the word that we're using today. So I'm excited to learn more from you. But before we do that, let's talk about who you are and your background. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So my name is Joe D. Ray. I'm the CRO at Kira, and I've been in multifamily technically my entire life. I've grown up around it. My parents and grandparents have rental properties. I have my own portfolio, and it's something that I've just been incredibly passionate about. And I think to your point about finding creative solutions, trying to innovate, get ahead of the curve in different situations and being on top of it all the time, the industry that we're in is the perfect one for just that. So it's definitely something that I've been really proud to be a part of. Born and raised just outside of Seattle, Washington. Went to Gonzaga University, so go Bulldogs, big basketball fan. I have a family, I have a wife, three kids, super excited that I get to spend a lot of time with them. And this is my first official podcast interview, so I am incredibly honored to be here with you today, Joe. That is definitely something I'm excited about.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll be honest, first timers are some of my favorites, simply because the conversation can be really authentic. You know, you're not well-versed in showing up to 50 different podcasts a year and saying the same thing. So I think we'll have some really good insights today.
Perfect. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And we talked right before we got on the podcast about how to pronounce things, right? Pointing out your last name, D. Ray, is often mispronounced. Gonzaga is another one of those things that are often mispronounced.
Yes, that is absolutely right. You think by now, with the success that we've had, people would have picked up on it. So hopefully I can do the same thing. Hopefully I can continue to be successful and be a value add to the industry, and people will not be able to mispronounce my name. That'd be great.
Well, if nothing else, I've learned how to pronounce it right. And that's probably enough for today.
Right? Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I love that you shared some of your background there. So you have a history in multifamily, in the rental space. This is something you've grown up around. This is not new to you. And doing all of these podcasts, it's always interesting to find out how people get into our industry. And I only think it happens in one of two ways. You are born into it. You were raised around it. You experienced it. Your parents owned property or were involved in the industry. Or you just fall into it because you needed a job out of college. And leasing agent is a very accessible type of job that allows a professional setting, and it provides a career path for people. So I hear that often, right? I didn't know what to do, so I became a leasing agent out of college, or this is just what my family does, and so I stayed in it. So you fall into that first category, right? As far as like, this is something you've always done. Were there moments where you considered going outside of this, or did you see this as the best and only option growing up?
Yeah, I did. I did start out outside of it as far as my full-time job was concerned. The property management side of my family and our business was almost always a side hustle in a way. I saw my grandfather and my father work multiple jobs and still do all the property management stuff on the side. And so I always kind of just thought, regardless of my path forward, I'm going to always have that on the side. And so starting out, I was actually, I was a headhunter for a really long time, managed a number of different staffing and hiring agencies, and then got into corporate housing before I was formally working in multifamily. And there was a lot of overlap in those two industries, obviously. And I started to realize I've always been doing the rental business and the property management stuff on the side. Like, who's going to be the first person to kind of step up and go, let's make this the full-time thing. Like, let's put all our eggs in this basket. Let's prioritize it. Let's work through it. Let's figure out ways to build, develop, and grow. And I feel blessed and lucky that I've been able to do that while still having the full-time job that I have today, because that overlap is just, it's very fluid. There's a lot of parallels. And honestly, it's provided me a unique perspective, because at the end of the day, I'm not just trying to solve problems or pitch solutions to different partners or operators, but I understand the problems because I have them and I struggle with them. And so this industry is incredibly helpful and informative, and you have a lot of really great, I would say, pioneers that are kind of leading and paving the way. And to me, it's important to be able to provide as many solutions and as many opportunities to our renters as we can, because at the end of the day, they're our customer. And to me, there's nothing more important than the best possible renter experience, and ultimately the most important, like, end user experience, whether that's working with, you know, one of the more popular companies that we know of in the industry, or whether that's some solution you've never heard of or didn't even know existed. Being able to provide that at the end of the day is incredibly valuable.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you talk about this idea of being involved in the property management space and then kind of making it your full-time gig. And that is another trend that I have noticed, is a lot of the technology companies that are popping up are actually people that are from the space, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think is so healthy. Who knows better how to solve the problem than somebody that's experiencing the problem firsthand?
Exactly.
Rather than some outside tech company. I know that's even our start with Rent Manager, you know, going back 30 plus years, is, you know, the owner of the company, his family was involved in property management. So who better to solve for the problems that we're experiencing? So I think that's great. Great way to add value. Great way to really segue into the topic today. You kind of talk about that renter's experience and what's happening. But I want to maybe back up even further and talk about what it really means to have resilience in the finance space, in the financial realm of our industry. We know the market conditions go up and down. Yes, we can point to rents have been on the rise over the past handful of years, but that's leveling off or even starting to taper down. So there's all types of movement happening there. So what does financial resilience really look like? What's kind of, how would you encapsulate that?
Yeah, I think it's, you brought up a number of important factors, because at the end of the day, we can only control what we can control, and raising rents or plateauing rents, I mean, we can all hope and root for one thing over the other. At the end of the day, I think the most important thing and what it ultimately means is, if you can provide choice and options to your renters, you're almost always going to end up on top. And I think that with that choice, if you're able to either provide steadier or better cash flow, limiting bad debt, or perhaps even really putting the renter first and better understanding what their needs are, I think if you can kind of encapsulate those three things, at the end of the day, you're going to have an incredible product, whether that's, you know, on the solution side or on the vendor side or on the operator side. But more importantly, the experience that you're creating during that process is going to probably be even more valuable. And to me, I think when we sit back and we look at the rental landscape right now, there is a definite competitive edge to those that are offering financial solutions, financial services. If you are renting a place from, you know, 123 Main Street, and there's a building across the street that offers some sort of financial services option to you, but it's basically the same apartment, it's basically the same rent that you're owing or fees that are due, and yet you have that flexibility to break that rent payment up, or they can work with you over the duration of their lease, or you don't need to front all of the money upon move-in, there's an incredible draw to that. And I think regardless of, you know, economic standing or location or market, it's something that really drives an incremental value that I don't think that we see that is widespread yet. And I'm excited to see how that kind of grows and continues to mature over the next 3 to 5 years, because I think it's not going anywhere. I think it's important that we maintain choice like that for our renters. And at the end of the day, I think that there is an incredible value add that we will be able to see.
That flexibility part really is interesting to me, because I view most things as like evolution, right? We're not changing the game all at once. It changes over time. And when we think about the financial piece of the renter's experience, it's always been an evolution. I mean, if we go back far enough, people were paying rent in cash, right? They were. Yes. Or then it was money order and check. And at some point, this idea of flexibility meant that you could just pay online. And that was revolutionary, mm-hmm. you know, not too long ago. So what is that? Where are we at right now, right? So yes, online payments are standard at this point. That's not shocking, and being able to pay different ways there. But when you talk about flexibility, you had mentioned a few different areas there. Let's dive into those. What do those areas of flexibility look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's interesting because flexibility looks different to different people. And I think that to your point about there are still some, I would say, older style ways of doing it. And some people are probably still collecting cash, or, you know, they're taking personal checks, and they're not wanting to necessarily fully adapt and adopt this online, you know, online, seamless, smooth, instant transaction. And I think that there's a lot of positive that you can take from this experience, because at the end of the day, you could be sitting there, and when you move into a new apartment, more often than not, you're paying first month's rent, last month's rent, and a security deposit. Nowadays, that security deposit piece is becoming much more complicated to manage, track, refund, monitor during the duration of said lease. And especially when you think of, you want to welcome a renter into your property and you want to be able to tailor and have them have this incredible experience. But when they move out, there's also a lot of importance in how they're in essence offboarded, right? And you want them to have a really good experience when they move out of your property, whether they are getting money back on their deposit or not, or whether they're getting that money quickly or not. But what does that communication, conversation, and experience look like? And if you can create the best possible example and the best possible experience at the beginning, middle, and end of a lease, that renter is going to be walking away from your property going, man, I wish I had more experiences like that. I wish it was easy. I wish it was seamless. They don't need to pay all of the money up front. They can break up their rental payment in increments over the course of 1 month, 3, 6, 12, whatever the case may be. But then these ancillary fees, I mean, not just security deposits, but parking fees, pet fees, utilities, the bills are, they're not stopping. And to your point about rent is not the only thing that's getting more expensive. So in this industry, you know, and especially being on the financial services side, if we can find one option that helps a renter out where they don't feel so strapped for that month in terms of what they have to pay or when they have to pay it, then we feel like we're doing a really good job of being able to create that sense of flexibility for them, knowing that if you want to break it up, if you can't make the full payment right out of the gate, that's okay. And we're willing to work with you on that. And I think that that just leaves a much better end experience for them. I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to remember that. And I think that that's where you get better retention. Again, you're getting better cash flow. It's way easier to keep and retain a good renter than it is to try to find somebody else. And none of that is as easy as we think it is. So if we can do something to help it out, that's definitely something I think is incredibly valuable.
Yeah. And I really think the industry is asking for these things, even though sometimes they may not realize it. What I mean by that is with some of these newer options on the financial side, I think some operators are like, well, we don't really need these things right now when it comes to breaking up your rent payment or maybe a deposit solution or whatever it may look like, because they want to just really kind of maintain status quo, mm-hmm. right? They've been operating. But the reality is flexibility is part of our DNA as operators, right? That we really want to provide a different experience because it is a competitive advantage when executed well. Mm-hmm. So what are some of, I guess, the barriers to people getting involved in these areas? Why are some people reluctant to start saying yes? Is it because it complicates their operations, or is there a way to kind of get around that?
Yeah, I think you touched on it a little bit, because if the solution is doing its job, and if the goal of what you're trying to do is being achieved, and the ultimate goal is you are managing better cash flow for the owner operator, you're creating a more seamless, instant, efficient process. And I think that's crucial to kind of emphasize. You're not stepping in and replacing somebody who's managing this currently. You're providing tools and resources to help that person out. And in some of these portfolios, I mean, honestly, I think anywhere from, you know, 1,500 to 5,000 units, if you're managing this process manually inside your headquarters, so to speak, it's like you have a lot of people that are touching the process, that are a part of the process, and human error is real. And so you're getting bogged down and you're not using your time and your resources effectively. So I think that like the barrier of entry is oftentimes you're changing an old process that people think the way we're doing it is fine. And that might be the case. But as you continue to grow, as you continue to scale, as you continue to want to expand, there's going to be a point where you get really hung up in a lot of the regulatory issues, compliance issues, state legislative. I mean, you name it, every state has to operate differently. And so it's not just on the rental side of this, but security deposits are a real pain point right now. We are seeing it everywhere. I mentioned I live in Seattle, and we have the tendency to change those laws very often. And so it's keeping up with that that is becoming a lot more challenging for our current partners. And I think that at the end of the day, if they have an open mind to create the best experience possible and reap the benefit of more effective, efficient solutions that help them operate quicker, operate more accurately, and then again, go back to that renter experience, provide the best possible experience for their renters, it really becomes a win-win-win situation. And in those situations, I look at it and I go, it's kind of a no-brainer at that point. And I think you can prove that what you're doing is effective and impactful. And I think that in this industry and where we are today, it's not going away. If you can find ways to be more efficient, move faster, and again, be transparent and have, you know, high level of visibility into how you're operating, I think you're going to get a lot of people paying a lot more attention to it.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think sometimes when people hear flexibility, they hear complexity, right? To be flexible, then you have to have all this optionality and all of these different workflows. And that isn't always the case, right? I mean, are you finding that technology really is stepping in and helping to maybe even simplify things while providing more option?
Yeah, that's a great question because right now, you know, with our integrations and to your point, the way that we fit into the flow of the current process, it's crucial. The last thing that we want to do is provide flexibility, but by the way, we're adding four steps to your current process, right? That doesn't do anybody any good. And so it's really important that you're not just talking the talk, but you're walking the walk with it. And so when we say that these solutions provide efficiency, these solutions provide impactful outcomes, and they allow you to get there quicker, you need to see it to believe it, right? And so our integration partners are incredible in this. Our technology is so important. And I think to your point, they need to mesh really well in order for you to see all of those benefits. And at the end of the day, our job is not to make things more complicated. It is not to add steps. It is not to prolong the process, but instead quite the opposite. And I think that we are seeing that now. And I think that as more and more people open their eyes and I think become more curious about this specific part of the industry and how this can be impactful to them, I think you're going to see that become more and more common.
I think that's true. And one of the things when it comes to, and maybe we'll dive into like rent payments specifically, you know, even maybe security deposits, I think it all fits, is I think there's a old school mentality of the renter has to pay this and they will pay even if it's difficult, meaning if we only accept paper checks, they will go buy checks and they will mail us a check because that's how they have to pay rent. And too bad if that's difficult for them. This is just how life works. I think sometimes there is that old school mentality and I think that's dying, right? I just don't think that works anymore. So do you feel like there's a shift in the way that the PMCs are viewing the renter?
Absolutely. And I think there needs to be. I think that today the renter is your customer. And your product is only as good as what your customers think. And so I think, again, going back to this concept of do they have old school ways of doing things, like that's fine. Like that's still going to be fine for a little while. But I think that with these changing times and the advancement with AI and technology everywhere you look, renters are going to want to see these types of options. They're going to want to see this type of flexibility, again, to use that word. Because as soon as they get a taste of it somewhere, or as soon as they see that as an option or that they're aware of that as an option, we get asked that all the time. Like, hey, can we use this service? And it's like, oh, your current property doesn't offer that? Like, that's interesting. And I think that we're going to start to see a big shift from that perspective as well. So I do believe they're focusing and treating them a little differently. And I do hope that it continues, because I think at the end of the day, we wouldn't be doing what we were doing if it weren't for the renter.
Oh, absolutely. And I always like to look at other industries, and it's like that moment when you first use self-checkout at a retail or grocery store.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back, right? So once a renter has experience using some of these different financial tools, it's going to be really challenging for them to move somewhere else that doesn't offer that, right? They'll assume it's just an industry standard, right?
Absolutely.
And they'll feel like they're kind of taking a step back if they don't. I also like to look at the hospitality industry, right? Hotels and things like that, how easy it is to book a room. Many, you don't even need to check into the front desk anymore. Yep. It's just on the app. You walk up to the door, you can gain access. You never talk to a single person if that's what you want to do. And I think multifamily specifically continues to kind of look at that as the guiding light and how we get there. Now, we're much more complex interaction with long-term versus, you know, a single night or two in a hotel. But I think that's kind of the general direction. And I think hospitality has always been very customer-centric for that reason. And we're starting to catch up.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that's an incredible comparison, because you see it. It doesn't matter if you have A-plus properties, B, C, it doesn't matter. I think the way in which you treat the people every single day is absolutely going to be something that leaves a lasting impression. And I think being able to have high touch if you want it, or no touch at all, is absolutely an option, right? I mean, I couldn't relate more. I checked into my hotel late last night. I didn't have to say a word to anybody, because by the time I got there, everything was on my phone, went to my room. But then there's times like, you know, this morning when I'm leaving, like I wanted to go down and say good morning and get a bottle of water. And so I think that, again, it's silly to kind of think even something as simple as this, but to choose and be able to make that decision is crucial. If you're being told it's only going to be this way, that might not be the best way to approach it. But I think that at the end of the day, the most important thing is that you have that ability, you have that option for it to be incredibly easy, incredibly smooth, quick, fast, effective, efficient in wherever you go. And I think hospitality is a really good benchmark to shoot for. And you're seeing it in the industry. You are absolutely seeing it with some of the offerings. And I think some of the solutions that are out there, they are tailoring it to be able to do exactly that, deliver a high level value add product or apartment or solution, whatever it may be. And you notice them. They stand out every single time. And whether you've had a good or bad experience right away, they still stand out. And those that make up for it are the ones that are going to be around for a long time. I think they're the ones that are going to be prioritizing that and wanting to maintain focus on that type of a delivery.
Yeah. And you'd mentioned it earlier, this idea that it's not just the onboarding, it isn't just the monthly rent payments, but it's also the offboarding or the move out process, that it's really start to finish. And I would say that move out process for much of the industry has been very ignored, right? It's like anything. Oh, we know we're losing a resident. You're losing a customer. How much effort are you going to put into that process? But ironically, by making the move-out process difficult, you actually make it harder for the PMC and your staff, because you're making it a labor-intensive process even for your team as well as the resident. Mm-hmm. And there's a shift there as well.
You're spot on. I think you hear the phrase like red carpeting someone in, but you're never red carpeting them out necessarily. And I think that it's it's really interesting when you start to look at the on-site teams and the people that get impacted by some of these decisions, to whether or not it's the way that's always been or whether there's no solution in place. But it really is important to take a step back and think, gosh, you know, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a way for us to not have to track down so-and-so who moved out from this apartment and try to find their newly updated address, or have that refund check get returned. And now you're dealing with issues of timing and getting the money to them when you should. And that's kind of where we sit back and we go, there's a solution for that, right? And it's almost like pushing the easy button when you can sit there and you can help provide, honestly, an amenity like that for the renter, but also an amenity for your on-site teams. I think that if you were to ask a lot of them how many hours, how much time they spend, in managing these tasks, following up with them, and to your point, making it a much more complicated process than it needs to be unintentionally, but that exists for a majority of them. Mm-hmm. And so that is definitely somewhere where we are starting to see a major shift in a lot of the PMCs in the industry that are prioritizing that experience. And that is something that I think has been long overdue. It's something that I try to work really hard towards with my own properties. I am so thankful for the people that rent from me. And yet at the end, if they are moving on or they're moving out or whatever the case is, I want them to feel as respected and valued to me as they're leaving my property as they were when they got there on day one. And I think that you could play the long game with that. And I do believe that that's something that's going to have a major impact moving forward.
Yeah, it really is a long game. And when I always think about situations like that, it's also about just doing the right thing for both sides, right? The PMC mm-hmm. side and the renter side, because there is a lot of value there. Now, one of the issues that I think comes up is this idea of control. So specifically, you know, we've talked a little bit about like this idea of flexible rent, right? Splitting your payments up. We've talked a little bit about the whole idea of deposit management. And really the solutions we're talking about takes those items and puts them in the hands of someone else, mm-hmm. right? A technology provider in this situation. So for a lot of people, a lot of operators out there, they're not going to like that idea because now they are trusting their financial health to someone else. Mm-hmm. And they're also trusting the resident experience to someone else. So anyone that's a control freak, you know, raise my hand, I'm a control freak. I like to make sure I'm in control. They don't like that idea. They want to make sure they're in control. So what do you say to someone that says, I just need to have my hands on these things? It's too important mm-hmm. to trust someone else.
Yeah, that's absolutely something that I hear a lot. Control freak or not, I think it's still very much, you know, you're spot on. It's a very intimate component of the business. And at the end of the day, the easy answer is you can still manage and hold a majority of that process. I don't believe that what anyone is trying to do is to take that from somebody. We're trying to support it, right? We want to be able to support a process that is clearly broken in a lot of instances and provide resources and solutions to help them manage that part. And if that's them maintaining a majority of it, that's still okay. Because at the end of the day, the renter will still benefit from a solution like this. And I think that, you know, the security deposit piece is probably more prevalent than anything else. At the end of the day, if you have interest-bearing accounts, if you are in a state where you are legally required to hold these funds in escrow, I mean, that goes... The compliance list is very long. And when you start having those conversations and you start talking to a PMC where it's like, oh yeah, you know, we have the capabilities of holding those funds on your behalf. Yes, instantly there's a wall that goes up. Well, wait a minute, like that's our money. You're absolutely right. And it doesn't change that it's not ours. It's absolutely your money. But we kind of want people to start thinking of this as, in a way, it's almost like a consultative process. We want to provide the PMC with the best process possible based on some of these nuances or requirements that they have, knowing that we are the ones responsible for maintaining compliance and managing it so that they don't have to worry about all those extra tasks, all the extra work, all the extra burden that falls on their team. So the control aspect of it becomes less of a barrier and more of a really like intellectual conversation around the value of us managing that versus the value of or lack thereof value of you maintaining it yourself. And there's a middle ground for all of it. You know, there's always a way to kind of meet in the middle. But it's important to remember that just like you trust putting your money in an account or in a bank or whatever the case may be, at the end of the day, if you don't like the customer service or if you don't like the end result, like you can make a change. And I encourage those that, you know, maybe they don't have a current solution or maybe they're working with someone and they're not experiencing what they should be. There are options, just like we've been talking about, you know, today. It's the renter has options. PMCs have options, operators and vendors and the tech side. I mean, every single one of these components plays a really crucial part. And I look at that as a welcomed challenge because I do think that at the end of the day, we make your life a lot easier, and these solutions make people's lives a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And that's always something good to have a part in.
Yeah. And you talked about compliance, and I think that's a big part of it. If you are operating in different areas where there are different regulations or rules on how to handle deposits specifically, that can be really hard to manage. Having an expert that already knows all those rules and can keep up with it because that's their main focus seems to make sense. I also think back to a little bit of the evolution that we've talked about. There was a day when taking rent payments online with a credit or debit card was seen as risky, right? Mm-hmm. People thought, oh, that seems too risky. Why would I ever trust the internet to process payments? Now that's the standard. And so I always wonder what is new and maybe viewed as different now that will just be standard in the future. And like you talked about splitting up rent payments, is that just going to be how people pay rent in 5 years? They won't even think twice about it. That's the standard. Or will it just be another option, just like credit card, ACH, whatever is today? So it's very interesting to see kind of like where we will actually end up going.
That's such a good point, because you see that not just on the rental side, but I think the other day I went to go pay my credit card bill, and it offered me out of nowhere, it offered me the opportunity to break it up over three payments with like either no fee or some really small, you know, really small charge to it. And I just went, well, that's fantastic. I kind of would like to do that this time, you know? And I think that you look at examples like that, and I do think it's going to become the norm where you may not be paying everything up front on day one. And I think that knowing that you have the ability to do it, or if something comes up, you have the ability and it's okay to not do it. And I think that that's, again, you know, your car could break down and your rent is due and you're trying to move into a new unit and you now have to come up with all these funds ahead of time. I think the fact that instead of that being the outlier or that one-off case, I think we're going to start to see more and more opportunity for PMCs to see that as a, we're not trying to make this process more complicated. Yes, we want to collect our rent. Yes, we want to collect our security deposit. Yes, we want to collect our fees. And our solutions do that, right? We provide that up front. But the ability to work directly with the renter in those situations, in those circumstances, to have that become more of the norm and not be that like, oh man, I wish this property had something to help me out. I absolutely see that becoming something that we're going to see a lot more of. And again, whether people take advantage of it or not, that's different, but I do think that you'll see it and there'll be an option for people as we move forward.
And I want to talk about financial resilience as well, depending on markets and I'm going to say even life situations. I recently talked with Amy, who's with Hope and Door. They're a charity group that helps people pay rent when they have hardships. And they've got different rules and things that apply, but they will step and actually pay your rent on your behalf when you have one of these hardships that happen to keep you in that unit and help maintain your life and your living situation. And that's really neat. And that was a really fun, exciting conversation that I had with her. But there's also situations where somebody doesn't necessarily need help at that level. They just need to restructure their finances for a very short amount of time. And that's why I think splitting up payments, again, some people, that's their lifestyle. They'll do that their entire time they rent throughout their entire lease. Other people will just have a car repair that pops up and they need $500 to pay for their car repair. So splitting up their rent one time or maybe 2 months in a row could be a total game changer for them.
Absolutely.
And staying resilient in a financial situation that in other times would have been, you know, maybe a really bad situation for them where they end up with an eviction notice or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it goes back to, when you get a good renter in, you want to keep them, right? You want to retain that renter. You want both parties to feel like it's a successful transaction, so to speak. And in those instances, if you're the owner operator or the PMC side of it, yeah, you have a choice that you could make it a lot more challenging for that individual, especially to your point about these one-off situations. Or, you know, there's also people, you could have a job that changes the pay timeline, right? Like, so if you get paid twice a month, but you're maybe looking at that situation and going, man, my rent's pretty high. I've got, you know, utilities, I got all these bills. So really the timing of that, even just by a few days, makes a world of difference. And, you know, speaking on my own experience, I've had a number of my renters during the duration of our leases come up to me and say, hey, I'm getting a new job. I'm only getting paid now on the 15th. I'm not getting paid twice a month anymore. is there any way that, you know, we can work something out and we have a conversation about it? And it's like, yeah, actually there's solution in place for that, right? Like this is the kind of thing that, you start to realize it shouldn't become a burden. It shouldn't be something that adds to the process to make it more complicated. And I do think that, you know, you have those situations where it could become really bad for the renter and the process that it takes to remove them and then find somebody new and to lease that back up. I mean, you're losing time, you're losing money. And at the end of the day, in my opinion, it's a very simple solution to that. So,
yeah, I love that story you just told because having a tool like this in place allows you to say yes instead of trying to figure out how to say no or create an exception. Because especially if you have a lot of units, a big team, you are not in the business of creating all of these exceptions for every single situation that somebody runs through. But every time they come to you and they say, hey, I need to pay on the 15th instead of the 1st, you can say, no problem, we already have a tool for that. Here's how to sign up and split up your payments. You can really pay whenever, like however it fits your financial situation. You can just say yes.
Exactly.
It's removes any barriers, any really pain and struggle that that on-site team, because again, your on-site teams love the renters. They want to say yes to them. Let them say yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, if you can provide them the resource, the tools, get them to a yes a lot quicker. It's definitely something that we've seen. It leaves a lasting impression. I mean, it really does. I think that when you start looking at reviews, going back to that move out process, it's like, there's a lot of negative reviews from renters because they either weren't given that one-off exception or something. There wasn't a solution in place, or they didn't have, you know, the type of experience they were hoping for when they were expecting to get money back, or they never got money back. And so we're focused on trying to make these solutions more attainable, achievable, and, you know, impactful for both sides of the business. And I think that we're in a really unique part, a unique time. I think that we're going to see there's been a major focus and shift on this. And I think that knowing you can provide these types of options to your renters is absolutely something that I think people want to continue to do.
Absolutely. And we talked about it a little bit, this idea of being resilient no matter what the market does. And I think we just spoke a little bit about how it helps the renter. How do these financial tools help the actual property management company when markets are kind of up and down or maybe questionable? How do they help them out?
Yeah, that's an incredibly important component of this. And anytime you can kind of maximize your cash flow and create more, I would say, steady cash flow and minimize the bad debt, you're going to be ahead of the game. And I think that in these instances, you know, with the solutions we offer, there's no doubt that we're taking care of the owner operator right out of the gate. They're getting their funds, they're getting the money. We have a really unique approach to how we interact and help support the renter during that process. So to think of the the volatility in the markets and whether, you know, units are not renting as quickly, or we talked about the rent amounts, you know, they've been really high, they're starting to plateau a little bit. These provide a competitive edge because it's a solution you can offer your renters. It provides steady cash flow because you're getting the money and the funds up front. And it's minimizing bad debt because there shouldn't be any collection process needed at the end. A lot of the solutions that are available will help with collecting rent that's still due, that's still owed, going after claims on the security deposit if there's damage. A lot of our solutions do all of that for the owner operator. So it's not just saving time. It's not just managing and keeping their on-site teams happy and more efficient. It's really taking on a lot of that risk so that the owner operator doesn't have to. And I think that the most crucial component to this is the strongest partnerships that exist are ones that are working together in order to make sure that both parties are happy with what they're dealing with and what they're getting. And I think that anytime you can address concerns the owner operator has in volatile and hostile times and help significantly impact the renter for a positive and have a solution that can manage both, I think there's nothing better than being able to provide that to our partners.
Absolutely. And that's really what people are looking for, right? They're looking for that all-encompassing solution that everyone can win along the way. So it's exciting to see these new products come into the market. And some of these aren't new, right? Some of these are just newer, right? So they're still getting traction and visibility and they're maturing, which mm-hmm. is really exciting to see as well. So, well, as we kind of turn towards the end of the episode here, I want to talk more about, I guess, Kira specifically, right? So we've talked about these products. I want to give you an opportunity to share maybe a little more in depth about specifically how you're going to market with these, and maybe most important, how the audience can reach out and learn more about what you and Kira are up to.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So Kira has been around for about 4.5 years now. They were a product of a merger between a payment processing company and a security deposit solution company. And in today's world, I feel like you have a lot of different vendors doing different things. And so we had the smart idea to bring everything under one roof so that we can offer all of these solutions to our partners. Our bread and butter, hands down, is our security deposit management solution. So going back to helping on-site teams out, managing the process, being able to step in and create something that's effective, seamless, smooth, it's integrated, it's the workflows, it's all the stuff that we were talking about. We have the ability to do that for small, mid-size, and large PMCs. So we're not just taking the money and holding it in a separate account, going back to the control aspect, but we're providing a solution to maximize the owner-operator's end result while creating a solution that is simple and easy to use for the renter. And at the end of the day, what we've noticed is it is gaining a lot of traction because the amount of work, the amount of hours that these teams are putting into this process and the workload. And I think there's so many pain points for so many different companies. This solution is a one-stop shop, and we're able to manage it from beginning, middle to end, create that onboarding experience we talked about with, you know, the red carpet entry, but also being able to help them when they're being offboarded and getting their refunds to them effectively, getting to them quickly. We manage all compliance, so we have the ability to do that in all 50 states. And it's something where whether you have to hold the account, whether you have to hold the funds in escrow or interest-bearing accounts, we manage all of it. We have an app, we have an online portal, all the visibility and transparency that you need. And then going back to some of those other solutions we talked about, like payment processing, the ability to do flexible rent payments and installments, all of that works under our umbrella of solutions. So we feel very lucky that if this is something that you're interested in learning more about, or, you know, if you don't currently have a solution or you're not happy with, you know, the current solutions you do have, it's a one-stop shop. You know, you don't need to bring in 3 or 4 different companies to take care of everything that we just talked about today. So we'd love to learn more about it. You could reach out to me directly. My email address is joed@kira.com. Kira is Q-I-R-A. You can find me on LinkedIn. Find our website is kira.com. So would love to have any conversations with anyone that wants to learn more about it and better understand how these solutions can have a positive impact on their operations.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for breaking that down. Obviously, as we go through the episode, we're talking about these things at a higher level about how they impact the industry and how they really work. But it's always good to get down to the nuts and bolts about what you're doing specifically in the space. And I definitely think people are looking for ways to, again, create that win-win-win scenario out there, making sure the renters are taken care of without putting more work on their teams. And in fact, maybe taking some work away from them is really what people want.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And we're lucky to be doing it every day. So, I mean, it's definitely something that we're seeing is, like we said, gaining a lot more traction. And we're excited to see what's coming in the future. I think we're growing and we're rapidly bringing on new clients every day that are seeing this as a significant value add. And to your point, that win-win-win mentality is very rare. And I think if you can find partners in this industry that are willing to have something like that, that's something special.
So. It is, absolutely. Well, we'll drop some links into the show notes. So if people didn't get the website and so forth, they can easily find it there. But Joe, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Absolutely, pleasure is all mine. And thank you again for the invite. Really had a great time together.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. So thanks again. And thank you, the audience, for joining us as well for this episode. And until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.